coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
Once in a while, I forget to turn on the microphone. Yeah. Welcome to this edition of the Hagman Report. I want to thank everyone.
I just didn't want to listen to you today.
You sound like my wife now, you know. Thank you, folks, for tuning in and purposely tuning in to listen to me. Unless you didn't, in which case, hey. You know, what can I tell you?
Hit the mute button.
Yeah, hit the, or just turn it off. What do I care? It feels like a Seinfeld episode, actually. The defacing, replacing, and erasing of the West at war with God. And folks, that's the title for today's show. And that's the essence of what we're going to be talking about. And, of course, Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com is with me. Folks, if you haven't done so, limited time. Time is running out for his private briefings. If you don't get it now, you're not going to get it. I would urge everyone who has the desire. And by the way, folks, do me a favor. Okay, if you don't want to pay for information, don't. And don't bitch at me. Don't bitch at Steve. Okay? Just don't. Okay? Keep it to yourself. Say, fine, no worries. Okay. Kind of like, you know, it blows my mind when people tune in to this broadcast and say, well, I really don't like them. What the hell are you doing here? Unbelievable. Which I guess that's my, you know, being my thought of the defacing, replacing, and erasing of this platform, which I have no doubt will happen. Although I'm going to tell you right now, I am not and never will be at war with God. That's to be certain. But with me right now is Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. And of course, I was referencing the private briefings, and I really mean this. Look, for me, it's an essential part of my reading, my information. I would urge you, if you have the cash and you want information and you don't mind paying for someone else's labor, you know, like a plumber or an electrician, then sign up for private briefings. But you only have a very, very limited. I think Friday's it. I think. I'm not sure. The end of the week.
You're correct, Doug. Friday is it.
Just heard from the man. My brother. I love this guy, Steve Quayle. Again, stevequayle.com. And you know something? I was looking at this. Precious metals are going up. They will go up. Now, you heard this week from Bob Kudla saying, look, he said gold's going to go up to 2,500. You know, it's a buy right now. It's been a buy. It was a buy at 1,300. It's a buy at 2,100, 2,300. Really, it really is when you consider what your fiat currency is buying. So if you are a serious investor, buy from the person you would trust, and that is Renaissance Precious Metals, Steve Quayle. I'm going to tell you right now, that is the only place I recommend, unless you want to buy, like, you know, a silver round and then go to your local coin store. But if you're a serious investor, Renaissance Precious Metals, because you know exactly what you're going to be getting. And you know, one thing real quick, and then I'm going to shut up about this. I was amazed at the amount of knowledge Steve has about everything from, Morgan dollars to bust, you know, half dollars and what have you, to gold bullion, gold coins, whether they be gold eagles or buffaloes or whatever, bars. I was just amazed. I could ask him a question at 3 a.m. and he'd have the answer for me. That's the kind of guy I like to deal with. But a man of integrity, of course he is. So Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. And bookmark that website for everything, plus his intellectual products, the DVDs, the books, Jesus, the premise of the promise. Again, in a week doesn't go by that I don't grab one of his books and go through it for reference or for kind of a refresher. And Jesus, the premise of the promise. Boy, if you don't have that book, man, I would highly recommend that because now is the time for that. All right, real quick. You know what, Steve? Come on and let's just talk and we'll go through the events of the last several days. What's up, my friend?
Well, first of all, Doug, we have had the most astonishing act of asymmetrical warfare that has yet to have been levied against this country in the attack on the Francis Scott Bridge. Yep. I'm telling you, nothing that the U.S. government or Department of Justice says is true, anywhere related to true concerning that event. The best the best overview to date, in my opinion, is Lara Logan's, who is the finest investigative journalist, reporter, and woman of guts that I have ever met. I was blessed to meet her and be able to spend a day with her and just talk and listen and astonishing. So
she's on with us. I mean,
yeah. She is a gift of truth to a lying, damned world. And when I say damned, just so everybody doesn't get their self-righteous cockles up, when a nation abandons God, this is what happens. And the West has declared war on the living God. And the Democrats, while all this is going on, are still plotting, platting, and scheming to basically disarm the American public. Obviously, there's a bill, I think, now pending on militias that if you're a white person, you're in the militia. Well, it's interesting that the white weasel, traitorous, bastard, scum, whore politicians want to get rid of the white people. Guess what? Most of those guys are white. So what I think people need to look at the whole racial strife, racial war, it's a globalist initiation to basically provide a civil war structure so that the communists take over and take down. And by the way, it will be red communism. It will be a bloodbath. And so we're going to talk about what's happened with the bridge today, Doug. And if you wouldn't mind, you know, I think the significance, the prophetic significance of what's gone on. Now, you and I, before I have you read that, if you would be so kind, I want everyone to understand for years we have talked about the electronic warfare capabilities of the Russians. They have full spectrum dominance. You don't go threatening an adversary, which, by the way, we made him an adversary. Every agreement the United States broke. The United States, I remember our show together, Doug. We were talking, and I was quoting whoever said it. Everybody wants to nuke Russia. Everybody wants to nuke Russia. Everybody wants to nuke Russia. Victoria Nuland just got fired. And now we find out that basically Margaret Thatcher lied. Everybody has been lying. And the whole world and pretty much anybody who's joining the BRICS or has signed the secret agreement behind the scenes, of which 143 nations have signed an agreement that most of the people don't know about to repudiate the dollar in one single day. It's going to be the most coordinated effort ever undertaken. But back to a term that people need to understand. This is asymmetrical warfare. Asymmetrical warfare is what we saw with the entire COVID bioweaponized release. And Doug, you and I were on the air during that time, even after I got COVID with you know, I'm breathing on whatever oxygen, you know, because I simply would have died if it were not for the people of God praying and interceding. And it was touch and go. You know, I remember my wife, tears in her eyes, and I'm not trying to play on anybody's emotional strength. Now, obviously, my enemies wanted me dead. And obviously, the living God said, not yet. So the point is that we're at an period of asymmetrical warfare. That means where everything is done, not in an open declared like us, you know, launching missiles against Moscow. We don't do it, but we just use the surrogates to do it. And look at what's happening now to the world. Whatsoever a nation sows, so shall they reap. And it's interesting, all this is happening in the time that we celebrate, in my opinion, the most important time in the history of humanity, in the history of creation, in the absolute wonderful presentation of God the Father's love for Jesus Christ. And we're at Resurrection Sunday. I don't use the E word anymore. Quit using it 20 years ago, because the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the absolute death on the cross, but the death on the cross was to spill his blood. Now, I want to share with people, if I might go here, this is the most important event. So I want to put into perspective. Those of you who believe the United States is a Christian nation couldn't be more deceived, deluded, or ready for destruction. You look at the defense of Western Christianity, Russian Orthodox, it's President Putin. And by the way, I'm not Russian Orthodox, and I sure am not Catholic. We'll get to that issue. But we're watching one man, and in my opinion, what Putin has done for the world is set up a just balance system. Now, the war against President Putin is being started, initiated, and they expect to finish it. They won't. They being the globalist, the Luciferians, because the word nationalism has no validity in the United States of America. And I've said this and I mean it. You saw, and there's a video out right now, it's posted on my website. You saw the eviction of everybody out of Moscow that was an undocumented alien. And I will stand by this statement. The president of Russia loves his country more than the entity in the United States hates his. That's a powerful statement. Western Christianity isn't being fought for, unfortunately, in Rome. It isn't being fought for in the mega churches, the megalomaniac presentation of the false gospel in the United States. It's not being fought in the battlefields of the universities, because they've already been given over to wokeism, brokeism, tokenism, and every other ism that is basically orchestrated by communism. So this is the Passion Week, and how dare I go on your show, as I stated, the most important time period in history, celebrated joyfully, gladfully, and in the power of the Lord Jesus' resurrection than now. So if you would put up the article, just put it up on the screen. I want to use this as an example. The one on the church denying, there you go. Do you want to read that, Doug? Just a headline, let me have some water while you're doing it.
Yeah, sure. And folks, I could not believe, I couldn't believe this when I saw this. North Carolina megachurch says they will avoid words Calvary. Think about this now. Calvary, resurrection, and blood of Jesus to promote Easter Sunday services. What the hell? Because that's literally what the hell.
Well, I think I want everybody, if you will scroll down a little bit, Eric, if you would, please. This is from, you know, Elevation Church, pastored by Stephen Furtick. For the record, I know who this guy is. I've never watched it. I can't stand it. You know, I get sick with whatever. I throw up. I don't want to sit there and throw up watching this. but and has more than 25,000 numbers attending at multiple locations across the state. The podcast interview was first discovered by Protestia and Evangelical Dark Web. I don't even know what those are. But what we're talking about, the main top paragraph that people are seeing, when you deny the blood of Jesus, when you deny resurrection, when you deny Calvary, you've denied the gospel of Lord Jesus. You've denied the purpose of the Lord Jesus. You've denied the redemption of the living God. You've denied and literally put a roadblock to people that might be sensitive during a Resurrection Sunday sermon to be convicted and give their hearts to Jesus.
How can they celebrate that? I don't. How can they celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ if they don't use the word resurrection? How's that work?
Well, it's an oxymoron, okay? Because again, notice those are the three primary foundations of the message that God gave, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess. And now look at our nation. Remember, the demon rats and the Republican whores and the silence in the churches, even the little ones, how I respect the men of God who are speaking out against this folly, but their voices are small, their churches are small. But the most important point is they stand for righteousness. They stand for the word of God. Now, we're watching right now, ladies and gentlemen, in the book of John, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, any spirit, now listen to this, any spirit that denies Jesus Christ is Lord is a spirit of Antichrist. John goes on to say there are many Antichrists in the world. That's the spirit. But the literal Antichrist is waiting in the wings. Now, let's go to Rome. Rome is basically the Romanite has made the statement that he hopes there isn't a hell. Guess he doesn't read the Bible. That entity has badmouthed Jesus. He has absolutely put his endorsement on the most aberrant behavior in history. And that brings Doug to mind years ago, 20 years ago, whenever we started, actually 24 years ago, I guess, together. The point is I said, there's a war coming in the Catholic Church. This isn't bragging. It's just telling you, I couldn't have known unless the living God made it known. And there will be a literal division between Marxist liberation theology and also traditional Catholicism. And what we're watching now is people like Cardinal Vigano. I love that guy. I'm a Protestant. I want to make sure people understand that. But the truth is the truth. And pretty soon, and I'm telling everybody this, it's not going to matter if you say you're a Protestant, you claim to be a Jew, whether you are or not a real Jew, it's not going to matter. Evangelifish, it's not going to matter. Lutheran, Baptist, this, that, or the other things. It's going to matter is the same question that Jesus asked Peter. Peter, who do you say I am? And Peter, who is the, how should I say, poster child for the declaration of Jesus Christ being the Messiah, the anointed one, the Catholic Church made him the pillar. It was the faith, because the faith it took for Peter to say that, Jesus commended Peter saying, blessed are you, Peter, because, you know, flesh and blood hasn't revealed that to you, but my Father, which is in heaven. So I find it interesting, Doug, that now at this resurrection weekend, that the churches, true churches that don't have the megaphone or the presence. Now, there are some maybe that do, but not as the biggest mega churches in the country do. They are uniquely silent. And it's a true statement. The mere mention of the name Jesus is divisive, because Jesus said he didn't come to bring peace on the earth. He came to bring a sword. And that's what we're in the time now, that we're in the twilight, last gleaming. And Doug, if you would now be so kind to read the original words to the Star Spangled Banner And I want people, most people don't know, maybe a couple of verses, let alone the whole thing. And again, this was written in the same area that the bridge was just destroyed. The prophetic implications of that, and I'm getting a lot of people, they're getting it now. Thank the Lord, because it's not in the mouth of one witness. It's not in the mouth of two witnesses, but three or four thousand. And look at the timing of this. You know, we are right now, what, five or 13 days away from the most unusual eclipse, signs in the sun, moon, and stars, and events that are transpiring. And again, it's all the timing. So what I believe we're seeing, ladies and gentlemen, is the compression of time. And the events are going to speed up. So if you would read it, Doug, and then we'll comment on each verse, if you don't mind, because it's so pertinent to today. We just watched that bridge by the same name blow up.
All right. Jump in when you, okay. I'll read the thought, I suppose. But folks, where that ship hit, it was September 12th, 1814, as Francis Scott Key was below deck in a ship watching the firefight, the explosions in the sky over Fort McHenry. That's what inspired him to write the Star Spangled Banner. And this is a complete version. And the spelling and punctuation that you see on your screen is from Francis Scott Key's manuscript in the Maryland Historical Society collection. Oh boy, I can't wait to munge this up. Okay. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming? And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave over the land of the free and home of the brave?
Stop there for a minute, my brother. What jumps out to you first and foremost, Doug, in the first stanza of our star-spangled banner? How about the very last sentence, okay? Or the land of the free and the home of the brave.
I was wrestling in my mind over the word stanza. But okay. My apologies.
It's okay.
Yes. Over the land of the free and the home of the brave. Boy, I'm hard-pressed to consider us free. And I'm still looking for those of us who are brave. But
well, and I think that's the point. Ladies and gentlemen, we are no longer a free nation. You can have every hat. You can have, I better not go here, but I will. You can have a new Bible endorsed by Donald Trump. And you can have all of the, rallies you want. But freedom once lost is seldom gained. And if you think about the date of this being written and where we're at today, and if I'm still, right on the calendar, we're at 2024, we have come to the point where we are no longer free. When the government fears the people, there's freedom. But when the people fear the government, there's tyranny. And Doug, tell me where you see the American people. I literally encountered that statement by a friend of ours. You and I both know him. And just the terror, and this is just to prove it, of a federal agent on something unrelated to him, he immediately expected the worst. Who doesn't when you get an IRS letter or whatever? But what is happening, ladies and gentlemen, is the entire foundation of the United States, the Constitution, and when that disgusting President Bush, the son, said the Constitution took the name of the Lord, our God, my God, in vain, is a piece of paper. You should have, we should have, the church should have stood up, spoke out, and taken a stand. But what is it? Again, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, so relevant now, when he said, silence in the face of evil is evil itself. To not stand against evil is to partake of it. And that may be a little bit different, but what I'm saying is that, if Eric, if you put back on the screen now, these are the original words. And again, the dawn's early light, I would say this, we are now seeing the sunset on the American Empire. It used to be said in the old day that the sun never set on the British Empire. Now they can barely afford to turn the lights on. And to declare war on Russia with 77,000 troops? Are you kidding me? And with two aircraft carriers, HMS Dead in the Water and HMS Doubly Dead in the Water, the Prince of Wales and Queen Elizabeth, okay? And everything's a lie. I want people to understand that. The mainstream murderous ATGMs, accessory to genocidal maniacs, are full force giving everybody outside those who listen to alternative radio, and by the way, I think CNN's down to 750,000 listeners, alternative reality. And on the shore dimly seen through the mists of the deep, where the foe's haughty host in dread, silence reposes. What is that which the breeze or towering steep as it finally blows, half conceals, half discloses? Now it catches the gleam of morning's first beam in full glory, now reflected, now shines in the stream. What I'm trying to draw attention to in this is that the foe is no longer external, primarily internal, and our internal foes have, look at what we've done. We are a divided nation. We are no longer the United States of America. We are the divided states of Amaruca. Amaruca means the land of the plumed serpent. Jump forward in the book of Revelation, and I believe that any honest researcher cannot dismiss the fact that if you say America, you've got to understand that America, if you don't believe it's Babylon, then you've got to accept the fact that it's daughter of Babylon, which becomes a habitation of devils and every unclean spirit. Now, the day of the flag waving over the land, what has our American flag been replaced with? Until the political motivated announcement that it will no longer be flying over our embassies. What did we replace the American flag with as a nation that the world saw?
The LGBTQRSTVBLT flag, right? Is that what you're referring to?
Yep.
Yeah.
And they should actually have a serial like that. Watch somebody come up, pink, purple, green, And little heads of people with that colored hair.
Lucky Charms are magically delicious. Yeah.
And again, a charm is a spell cast on someone to bring the will of the person that the spell is cast against under subjection to that who is casting the spell. Paul, in writing to the Galatians, he says, "Oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Who has cast the spell on you?" Well, here, listen, when a nation can no longer embrace truth, that's us. When they will no longer allow the truth be spoken, that's us. And when I say us, USA first and then Europe, because Europe and the USA, NATO, is absolutely in unison in their occult destruction of their countries as a sacrifice to Lucifer. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Satan, Lucifer is his name before he got cast out of heaven, the devil. And Satan is his name, the adversary. So you've got to understand that in this world right now, those who worship him, he wants to be called by his heavenly name, Satan or Satan means adversary, rather than Satan. He doesn't mind, but in essence, he cannot go back to his prior state in heaven, because it says in the word of God that he said he, Lucifer, would exalt himself amongst the stars of heaven, ascend to the mountains of the north. So what is critical about this? The star-spangled banner is going to become the blood-drenched bummer. Mm. The blood-drenched bummer. We should have gotten the first clue when the abomination of desolation would not cross his heart. Remember, with the Pledge of Allegiance?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and all the other hints. America's the greatest nation in the world, and we intend to change all that.
Yeah, fundamentally change everything. Yep.
Yep. Yeah. How do you like change, ladies and gentlemen? And I wish he just would have been honest, and we intend to kill y'all. So where does Obama go? He goes to number 10 Downing Street. That's not Sesame Street, by the way. I want people to know this. Sesame Street was not the same as 10 Downing Street, although nowadays it bears resemblance. Doug, we're at a point in history that the history of the United States can be obliterated, and I believe it will. And I love my country. The people that accuse me of having a certain attitude towards America, I love the country. You know, we fight for the real America. But I'm also tired of veterans being murdered, taken off the streets, never to be seen again. I'm tired of them being denied their benefits. And, you know, any Chinese military or Middle Eastern terrorist in this country, they're put up in 5-star hotels, given the finest meals, given $10,000 prepaid credit cards, a cell phone, so at the right time, they can be triggered to go as a, not a flash mob, but a flash army.
Don't forget about the five. In Chicago, there were 5 warming buses by the Chicago Transit Authority. There was a building, and this building processing these criminal invaders. And outside this building, there were 5 coach buses, CTA buses, that were labeled warming buses, where people who were out in the cold, criminal invaders only, could go onto the buses and get warm. Meanwhile, about a half a block away, 30 homeless were freezing in the streets, huddled together about a block away, roughly. And they were not allowed anywhere near those buses. That's how we treat not just our veterans, but our homeless, but our citizens. It's a sin.
It's by design, okay? And when people say that's crazy, they say, no, it's the implementation of a societal insanity that is absolutely doing exactly what the title of this program says, okay? Look at what our nation has become, defacing all of our history, taking down statues. Obviously, by the way, I'm a human racist. I don't apologize for that, but I absolutely am at war against the false black narrative and any other narrative that makes white people, I'm on record, by the way, it's the white Luciferians that are making war on the white people. What are they afraid of? They're afraid of nationalism. They're afraid of civilization, one nation under God. So in essence, we're on the devil's time clock now. Individuals and specific areas that are not given over to the Luciferian surrender, God will always protect his own. God will preserve his own, or he'll take us home. But the point is, the nation as a whole has declared war on God. The book of Deuteronomy in the Old Testament is so clear. Strangers from without, I'm going to call them invading hordes, will possess you from within. You shall be brought down very low. They shall be lifted up very high. And now people better pay attention to this, because squatters are being protected by the law in specific areas. It will spread. In essence, whatever you got is mine, and we're coming for your stuff. You'll own nothing and be happy. You'll be dead. And oh, by the way, the news finally came out that, Yuval Harari lost his virginity to Klaus Schwab. They became bottom buddies, okay? And if you notice, the reason why this is important at this time is because straight, normal, heterosexual people are vilified, are criminalized. And when you get the last Supreme Court entity not even being able to define a woman, not even, I doubt she knows what a chromosome is, but you've got to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that our institutions, that our foundations, everything that made us great as a nation are absolutely being replaced. After all, our monuments are history, our borders, our language, culture, as Michael Savage stated a long time ago on talk radio, being erased. Isn't the border, Doug? Hasn't our northern border effectively been erased?
Oh, yeah.
And our southern border been erased?
Yep. As well as our shores.
Yep. So, ladies and gentlemen, again, today's program is to tell you what's coming. There are 142 bridges across the Mississippi River. We're now seeing implications of, there's worry about what the seismic events, in other words, earthquakes and dormant volcanoes, might be triggered by the eclipse, plural, over, the United States on April 8th. Most people have got to understand that when the point X is crossed, that earthquakes can take up to 2 weeks. We have a listener, Doug, that sent me a document. I couldn't find it fast enough for the show, but he said the great quake took place, I think, within 10 or 14 days. So if something doesn't happen right away, everybody's going to see all those fear mongers, blah, blah, blah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what's going to happen, but I know this, and I've said this, I've prayed this, and I believe this, that Daniel, at the time of Babylon's feast, toasting false gods with the temple treasures, a hand from heaven, a hand of Almighty God, came and wrote on the wall, "Mene, mene, tekel, upharsin," your kingdom, you are weighed in the balances and found wanting, lacking, and this night your kingdom is to be taken from you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you this. I have wondered, and I literally prayed this, Doug, and I really did. I still do. I said, God, what will you do to get the people of the world's attention, but mostly Americans, what will you do? Because I said, Lord, they just dismiss your word. Lord, they don't even acknowledge a wall. They can walk into a four-room wall and say, I don't see anything. Too busy with their cell phones. Looking down, lift up your eyes for your redemption draweth nigh. Excuse me, Lord, but I got to check my text messages or my TikTok or my X or whatever, social media. But ladies and gentlemen, something's happened. The whole world's attention is going to be, on the solar eclipse. And I want to make this clear, a warning. Do not watch it with cheapo cardboard glasses. Make sure that what you're watching the eclipse with has ultraviolet, see as in Charlie, protection. A good pair of glasses, sunglasses, if you will, or glasses to put over, probably going to be $20. Do not look at it. Do not take your self-centered phone and point at the sky. Do not take pictures through cameras because the camera magnification will amplify. And there's something different, Doug, about this eclipse. There's something different when I say not just the fact that you got a sun and a moon, but we're told, isn't it interesting? We're told in multiple places in the Old and New Testament that it's the signs in the heavens that got everyone's attention. When Jesus was born, the Star of Bethlehem started the Magi on their trip from Persia to Bethlehem, that the shepherds were told that the prophecies. I'm sure every religious hypocrite in Pharisee land, that's what existed before Disneyland, or Sadducee world, that's what, you know, the denialists were. They didn't believe in the resurrection. But a certain king believed it to the point he ordered the slaughter of all the babies. Remember the story?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So now Rachel wept for her children. In the Old Testament, there was howling. In the New Testament, there's silence in the contemporary church. They who will not defend their most innocent will not live to enjoy the fruits of their denial. They just won't. So we're talking about Zechariah 14:12. And Eric, will you pull up that scripture? Talking about this is the Lord that will smite the nation. We've talked about it before. But ladies and gentlemen, right now, there are weapons in Ukraine that are capable, and some of them there are literally from NATO countries with atomic bombs on them, mouse yields, you know, 500 kiloton, or maybe some are 1.2 megatons. But we've already watched in our hearing that a Polish general died, and they're trying to say, oh, he died of normal circumstances. That's, again, a lie. There's nothing true coming out of the mainstream press. And, oh, by the way, if there's one general, what happens if there are more NATO generals? Do you get the picture?
Oh, yeah.
And this shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongue shall consume away in their mouth. And it shall come to pass in that day that a great tumult from the Lord shall be among them, and they shall lay hold every one on the hand of his neighbor, and his hand shall rise up against the hand of his neighbor. That's civil war. Now, this is double fulfillment. Of course it applies to Jerusalem. And aren't we seeing Jerusalem surrounded by armies and enemies? The whole world is against Israel, okay, the nation. Now, I'm not even going to go there. It just opens up a can of worms. But the point that people have got to understand is that we're watching on the precipice the revealing of the Antichrist. He cannot come on the scene until there's a nuclear war. I'm on record as saying the nuclear war will be fought and won strategically and ballistically probably in the first 2 hours, no longer than that. Then all of the fallout, pun intended, then all the ramifications, then all the, let's say this, demands for surrender, then all of the concurrent social issues, a nation of survivors, and what's the world going to look like then? It's going to be absolute chaos. It's going to be absolutely the end of what we have known, to the point it will be so bad there will be no remembrance of former things. That's the word of the Lord. So, you know, when I see, you know, this guy in his mega church talking about, we're not going to celebrate the resurrection, we're not going to talk about the blood of Jesus, why don't you just do then, oh, let's do a happy dance. Here comes the AC. Oh, aren't we happy? Because that's exactly what they're doing. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, it's very clear in the word. They deny Jesus publicly, they will reap damnably for eternity. Go ahead, Doug.
You said a lot right there. You know, I've been watching various news programs throughout the day, have them on in the background, and this being Easter week, sorry for the use of that word, their word, not mine. Holy Week is a better descriptive phrase. I have seen an uptick of certain conservative stations and broadcasters talking about Jesus Christ and the resurrection, which gives me hope, But what but what you said, where we're falling short as a nation, as a group, of course, or the churches that should be elevating the name Jesus, celebrating the resurrection, talking about the shedding of his blood and the salvation, our salvation because of that. I mean, but it's not there. It's not there. Just like that bridge is gone, so too is the discussion about the real reason for this holy time. And I don't know. I just, everything that you said kind of really struck home with me just in this first part of the show. It really just struck home. And the only thing I can say is I really weep for my grandchildren, for their future. I know how the story, I know how the book ends. I know how everything plays out. But for what these bastards have done to not just our country, but our culture, our civilization, what they've taken away from the future, they've taken away from our children, our offspring. It angers me, and we need, you know, at this point, Steve, how do we fight that? How do we fight the, how do we go against, in addition to prayer, how do we go against what we're seeing take place?
By standing up, by speaking out, and by holding those scumbags that are elected, that are lying mouthpieces, vomit brokering heralds from hell. Because most people won't even challenge their traitorous representatives. I'll give you an example. This proposed bill to make all white people, by inference, members of the militia, and take away the militia's definition, you know, in the Bill of Rights. The thing is that, ladies and gentlemen, the amount of weapons, and we need to cover this, Doug.
Okay.
The amount of weapons that are coming into this country are pun intended. You think there are events that are happening in this, the heavens above us that are astronomical. The sheer amount and the nature of those weapons is off the chart. Forget, I mean, I'm not saying if you don't get rid of your AR-15s, but think bigger than that. Think asymmetrical warfare against those who are making war against you. I have literally heard it said from generals, past, not contemporary, that we could have taken the country back, Steve, but who would we have given it to? This is before the traitorous military. This is before the woke and broke. I'm being told that Europe has been ordered by the AC, that's the Antichrist. You mean they take orders from him? Absolutely, to initiate the draft throughout Europe. German Scholz, not Sergeant Scholz from F Troop. F Troop's taken a whole new meaning in my mind. You know, I know nothing. Well, I know nothing. The thing is that was his famous statement when the commandant of the prisoner of war camp basically asked him something. He would always take that out. I don't know. I don't know. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching that in the whole alien disclosure hearings on, Nightmare Avenue in Congress. Control over the narrative. And now we're watching, Doug, an absolute nightmare being shoved down people's throats on the militia. And so people can do, to answer your question, number one, they got to be able to stand up. And how many people do you know personally? And I mean, beside, you know, Russ's crew and some of the people that are your patrons who will ever even say a word, you know?
Yeah, I mean, no one.
Yeah.
No one.
I mean, I know religious people. I use that term now. You know, I know religious people that will not speak out against it because it's, one of them behind my back accused me of scaring people.
Oh, I you know, And that's something, Steve, I think if we can address that, because, you know, at some point, fear is not of God. I mean, I know that statement.
We have not received the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind.
Right.
But all due respect, revelation isn't a, yeah, you'll have coffee in the church's foyer when the service is over. And by the way, don't worry about the crumbs. Bring them into, you know, the sanctuary, because we're going to make this comfortable for you without the fear of God. Now, fear of God is different from the fear of man.
Correct.
More people have the fear of man, Doug, than they have the fear of God. And how do I know that? Because the Bible's declaration is only by the fear of God will men depart from evil. Do you see any departure from evil across the land?
Embracing it.
And then they'll quote the book of Genesis where, you know, Abraham's pleading with the Lord not to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And by the time he's done, there's nobody righteous. You see, here's what everybody's concerned about. They think that by their silence, they prolong their life, but they forget the other side of that, that by their silence, they're shortening their life and ensuring that their life becomes basically a tribute to the Antichrist. Again, there's arguments, you know this, and I think Jamie Walden, blessings, Brother Jamie, put out one of the most important podcasts on the mark. We always talk about the mark of the beast, you know, I do, but the mark of God, when God goes through the land and warns his angels, actually charges his angels to warn the people, charges, I mean, this is their assignment, to put the mark of God on their foreheads. So we're bought with a price, we're not our own. But what I think is tragic is that people are so caught up, the evangelical world is caught up in the third temple, the altar of the red heifer. I don't know if they're going to sacrifice their first animal, you know, on the red heifer, or the red heifer on the altar. I understand the Temple Mount faithful. I've taught the tabernacle for the first 10 years of my Christian walk. The outer court, the inner court, the inner court, the Holy of Holies, every aspect of that was significant of something. Until Jesus, until God the Father himself tore the veil in the temple from top to bottom and said, you can have access to me. The book of Hebrews says, we have boldness, brethren, to enter in the very Holy of Holies. God just said something amazing. He said, I had to shield my preference from you in that period prior to Jesus, or it would have destroyed you. But now in Jesus, through faith in him, you have access, my creation, to enter in to my very presence. That's not a command of an alien to come on, take a ride to, you know, some new distant planet or star system. The very presence of Almighty God. And the scripture says the presence of the Lord is joy forevermore. But where, ladies and gentlemen, it's like the 60s song. I grew up in the 60s, obviously. But the song was, where have all the flowers gone? What, long time passing? Now, where have all the hours gone as our lives are passing? Forget the flowers. They're being killed by chemtrails. They're being killed by solar rays, that the ultraviolet forms of, alteration and articulation. Everything is dying, and we're in an entropic state. We're winding down. So when I hear make America great again, it literally has no relevance or meaning in the context that we're seeing, because in essence, instead of endorsing a Bible, I would say this. If Mr. Trump would have said, our nation needs to repent and get right with God, well, it would have to start with him. And so people are still looking for Barabbas, not Jesus. Remember, that's a choice we all have. And unfortunately, Doug, the majority of people are going to accept Barabbas in the shape of the Antichrist. Barabbas was a murderer. He's going to offer them everything until they and make it mandatory. You take the mark. And the reason I know that the inoculations, injections, there's people out there that disagree with me, and I certainly disagree with them. The vaccination was not the mark of the beast. All of the stuff in it is the technology of the beast, but you have to have a beast who demands your worship, okay? Well, they said, well, submission is worship. No, there has to be a literal man on earth, man entity that Satan himself possesses, and there has to be two witnesses. Quit arguing about who they are. The Bible says once it's given man once to die and once a judgment. They're the two candlesticks in the book of Zechariah, Elijah the prophet and Enoch the scribe. And anybody who seeks to kill the two witnesses, which will be watched worldwide, I'm sure you'll have, well, today on Lucifer's news channel, those two troublemakers are causing great concern, and they cannot be killed until the end of 42 months. This is in the book of Revelation, ladies and gentlemen. You can look it up. And what is so astonishing to me is, sure, the technology exists. How about your license plate trackers? Oh, yeah. How about your cell phone tracking? I had an email from a guy last night, one of the veterans we're helping. We being, on the Q-Files and obviously the Hagman Report, we have people that donate and we help veterans get off the street. We help veterans with their family, their kids. We've been able to stop trafficking of kids.
Yes.
TSA, not TSA, come in. Who are those people that take your kids away? Child CPS. Protective Services.
Yeah,
CPS. So in essence, where we're at in this country is this: people can't even fight for their own children, or they go to jail when the CPS comes in and says, Johnny wants to be Jill. And they are telling our counselors that you're keeping them from transitioning. Yeah.
But what you mentioned earlier, if I can just jump in here, what you mentioned earlier, about the mark of the beast, how many Christians say, well, I'll never succumb and take the mark. And you look at how many people acquiesced to take the jab. Okay. Because out of fear, whether it be fear of losing their job, fear of whatever pressure. Okay. Just imagine that with respect to the mark of the beast, how many did we lose? How many Christians rolled over out of fear, not of God, but of man, like you said earlier, and everything that we're seeing take place, Steve, I think time, in what you mentioned about time too, where's the time gone? How fast, how quickly events are taking place right now. So everything you said, I didn't mean to bump you off your train of thought, but when I was thinking when you were talking, the blueprints for our takeover, takedown, which goes to the title of today's show. The defacing, the replacing, and the erasing of the West at war with God. I mean, we, if not outwardly, then inwardly, we're at war with God. And I think that we must overcome that individually, even if we are to be somewhat successful collectively. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I don't believe we'll be collectives. People have been emailing me and saying some fellow podcaster broadcasters are making the statement. I appear on interviews with them that, out of the ashes will rise a new people that will rebuild. That's not true, because the second coming of Jesus is what is at the end of the tribulation, 42 months. And that's when the kingdom of our God becomes a kingdom of this world. And it's not going to be because the national, the new apostolic reform movement a heretical group, or because these people declare, we're declaring, we're going to take our nation back. You can't declare that any more than you can throw a high heel shoe as a man against a Kinzhal hypersonic nuclear weapon.
Yeah, and by the way, my definition of success was not taking our country back. My definition of success was essentially making it to heaven to cut it short. Okay.
Oh, that's fine. Okay. I understood that. I'm just saying that in the last 24 hours, that we're watching, Doug, something, we're watching hopium. Okay. I love that word, hopium, you know, because of the opium wars. Now we're going to have, there you go. Now we're going to have hopium wars. Okay. Between, I would say, pragmatists and hopefulists, okay? And it's good to have hope, but the hope is in the Lord. Blessed is a man that trusts in the Lord, who doesn't lean on the arm of flesh. You mentioned the Christians that are dead and dying. Notice the absolute abrogation of cause and effect, all of the heart attacks, people that are prime dropping dead, people currently vaccinated, just vaccinated a week ago, kaput. Plop, end of story, they're in eternity. So I want to share something, too. Don't you have to take a break, too, for
thank you.
Go ahead and take that now, because it'll give me a chance to catch my breath.
Yeah, and folks, Steve Quell, stevequell.com. Make sure you sign up for private briefings. Do it after the show or you're not going to be able to do it. I want to thank every one of you who do support this platform. Thank you so very much. Support Steve. We do things. I know Steve is a wonderful steward, helps a lot of people. I know that we do our best to help as many people as we possibly can with our budget. And I want to thank those who support our sponsors. And I want to thank our sponsors, including Virtual Shield VPN. Folks, if you haven't done so already, you need to get this. You need to get Virtual Shield VPN. Go to virtualshield.com. That's virtualshield.com/HagmanVPN. Two N's on Hagman. That's virtualshield.com/HagmanVPN. Because, look, folks, countless people are mistaking private browsing tabs. So, like, they're anonymous. No, it doesn't work that way. It's gotten so bad that this one popular web browser, they had to update their terms and make clear that users, to their users, that private browsing tabs don't stop websites from collecting your data. Folks, if you're on the internet and you are doing, if you're out there naked, okay, without a VPN, let me tell you something. Your data is being collected. So even with private browsing mode enabled, you can still be tracked. You can, whether it be by websites or by ISPs, internet service providers. And while many tech-savvy people already know that, okay, that know that private modes don't make them anonymous, the average user is often being misled. That's why I've been protecting my privacy thanks to Virtual Shield VPN. I absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield's help, I'm able to browse the internet anonymously, which helps protect myself, my data, my finances from cyber criminals, ISP, rogue tech companies, or data mining giants. I had a friend, real quick, they were in a... I won't say the name of the coffee place, but the coffee place. And, I'll just say this. Out of their bank account went about $30,000. And their identity was stolen. And what a nightmare. Folks, protect yourself from stuff like that. Be sure to use my link in the description below, because every sign up using that link, number one, you get 67% off with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet that spreads across all of your devices. Folks, try it now before signups and by going to You ready? Okay. Write this down or whatever. virtualshield.com/HagmanVPN for virtual private network. That's virtualshield.com/HagmanVPN. virtualshield.com/HagmanVPN. Folks, it's in the program description box under today's episode description. Please do so, as well as just make sure you're covered. Do that, as well as go to stevequill.com, folks, and make sure you sign up for private briefings if you're so inclined to do that. And I hope you are inclined to do that, because that's the best of the best in terms of information. Private briefings, go to stevequill.com. Sign up now, because, hey, Monday, nada. Today, for new people, that is. So do so today. That's stevequill.com, private briefings. All right, Steve, go ahead, sir.
Well, I think it's important, Doug, that right now people understand that the Hooties, and I tell people, this is not a joke, you better give a hoot, because the Hooties, with some advanced weapons, were able to literally bring the shipping and that part of the world to a complete halt, okay? Not only that, but the fiber optic cables, 4 of 10, were cut. There was nothing in the United States arsenal, that has deep diving subs that can basically prepare fiber optic cables. They have to, sometimes it takes up to two months to fix a cable. Then we find out that off the Sahel, S-A-H-E-L, or Sahel region of Western Africa, cables are being cut. So, ladies and gentlemen, when the cables are cut, it turns the tables on communication in a negative manner. Now, I think it's really important that people understand that all of the military, I'm reading from an alert that I got. I'm reading this. This is the kind of stuff we incorporate into private briefings. Private briefings is only available until this coming Monday, meaning the 31st. Once Monday comes, you won't see it on my website. It'll be taken down off of my shopping cart, because I've tried to make people understand building a community of people who really want intelligence versus the mindless numbness and dumbness of people that just want information, more information. If you do not apply the information, it's better that you don't have the information. So again, Doug, on the 31st, I'm talking March 31st, private briefing will be shut down. No new subscriptions. And anybody, obviously, who has a subscription that's in play, wants to renew, will be able to renew. But this is to basically tighten my circle, so to speak. And the same thing is going to hold true it's going to hold true that everyone who's listening to you, listening to me, listening to us, is going to have to really make prayer. If they know the Lord and they believe in the power of prayer and they believe that God really does speak to his people, Jesus said, I'm the good shepherd. I speak to my sheep. And another, they won't listen to other, or I'm the good shepherd. My sheep hear my voice. And the key is to make sure the sheep are hearing the voice of the Lord and not basically a wolf, a lion, a bear, or a predator giving a sheep call. And most of the people in the puke pits, ball pits, and basically dung pits, D-U-N-G pits, they're either hirelings, warlocks, or witches. And that's a powerful statement. Any spirit that denies Jesus Christ as Lord. If you go to a fellowship of the living dead, if you go to an Ichabodorium, Ichabod means the glory of the Lord is departed. I don't believe there's much glory of the Lord at, whatever that church is, Fertix or any of the others. They can sing songs. I love that song. It's one thing to sing a song in memory. It's another thing to have the living presence of the living God. Now, here's something that very few people know about. And again, kudos to Lara Logan. What a an astonishingly, brave researcher, true investigative reporter. I don't think there's a person in the world I admire more as a reporter. I don't. And I was blessed to be able to meet her. Enough about that. Here's what I just got. And Doug, you've seen this, so you know it exists. One thing that very few people know about, I had no idea, unless they have a diesel car or truck, is that you cannot run your diesel engine without DEF, which is diesel exhaust fluid. It's in essence, diesel trucks have two fuel tanks. One's for fuel, diesel fuel, and the other's for DEF, which is the diesel exhaust fluid, which they have to have by law. That is only made at one factory in the USA. All the raw materials for the factory arrive by train, and 90% of the cans of DEF are shipped out by train to distributors who then use trucks to deliver to the fuel stations. If trains to that factory stop, then when the stock of DEF runs out, trucks and diesel cars stop moving also. And I think that's something that most people, and I did not understand that for diesel. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but that means 18-wheelers have a real issue, have a real problem. So if you're a trucker out there, a true over-the-road trucker, if you have a diesel vehicle, get some DEF. And ladies and gentlemen, because you're going to need it for the DEFENSE of your families, your friends, and it's going to be whatever is left is what you're going to be left with. Again, Doug, one second after, the country's being brought to an end. How can, and I, now this is a question for you, because I know you hang out and you meet with people who are more politically motivated. That's not challenging you, but, you know, they got all this enthusiasm. They got all this. So how then, Doug, do they intend with no military to enforce a new, let's say this president cabinet? How do anybody in the intelligence agencies, how can any of them be trusted? With few exceptions, most of them didn't break rank on the Steele dossier. If Americans knew how many intelligence agents, they call them assets, have been destroyed, given up, given over by the administration, maybe they wouldn't. I was going to say, then there might be some concern, but probably not. If the people in the military, spec ops, tier one guys, knew, and some of them do, if they knew how many intentionally failed missions their fellow warriors were sent to, since they already have arms, they would be up in arms. If the pilots knew what's going on with the, how should I say this, the, what is it, diversity, equity, and inclusion? If you think Boeing's bad, and, you know, no going on Boeing, the astonishing intentional destruction of industry, airline industry is big business. The railroads are big interest. How many railroad accidents last year being 2023, even 2022, were happening? Ladies and gentlemen, it's all about choking out literally the commerce in this country. How does the stuff that was on the container ships in Baltimore get delivered? Well, by trucks, but there's going to have to be so many immediate changes. And then you get the butt gig guy. How what an appropriate name. We're going to do this, we're going to do that. In my opinion, one of the most openly incompetent individuals ever to occupy Secretary of Transportation. Remember, he's been nothing but problematic, even the airline industry. There is no solution-oriented thing. No solutions oriented to the problems coming from that thing, that guy. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a colossal fluster cluck, okay? A flustered cluck, I'll explain it. If you ever see a bunch of chickens get spooked and they all start flapping their wings and making noises, you know, and feathers are flying, that's a flustered cluck. Or you call it a flustered flock, but I can't do that because I might slip. Okay. The point is that we are watching precept upon precept, brick upon brick, foundation of stone about a foundation of stone taken apart. Whoever, and Laura Logan again did this, that was the most strategically brilliant attack point on that entire bridge. Now, what else is interesting?
By the way, I played that when she was on with Steve Bannon the day before yesterday, whatever. I played that interview, and she said something about death by a thousand cuts, and that's what we're experiencing, I think. And there she is on the screen, but that was a fantastic interview with Steve Bannon. I think it was like 13 minutes long, and she went through pretty much everything. And you know what, Steve, what blew my mind is to see the reaction on the social media platforms against her, saying that she was crazy, that she was a lunatic, that none of this was true. I mean, you can actually show a video of a ship, you know, slamming into the upright of a bridge and taking a bridge out, and people thinking that, hey, nothing really to see here, or crap happens, things happen. My goodness. I'm absolutely convinced that you could show people just about anything, and they will have an explanation for it that defies credulity. I believe that.
And Doug, I believe the war against Lara, the war against all of us, Alex, Mike Adams, you name it out there, Steve Bannon, Dan Bongino, everybody, half of that. And I'll give a little clue. There are really smart people I know that aren't in Silicon Valley that are working on being able to determine. I believe the majority of all that bull, SHEET, just to be more, against Laura, was AI ChatGPT bullshit. Okay. I said it. Okay. And the thing is that, ladies and gentlemen, you've got the most, how do I say this, Lord? The most horrific haters of humanity shoving this stuff down your throat night and day. So it's not surprising. When you look at social media's response, Mama, don't take my TikTok away. Oh, God, I'm going to be crybaby. Yeah. I mean, people have what I would say this, whether they realize or not, they have a matrix-like existence, and do not challenge them with reality. I believe that the AI chat programs that they're using specific dictionaries, specific phraseology, this is what I'm being told, and in essence, targeting people they know that tell the truth, going in and trying to replicate and to take them apart at an artificial intelligence level. That's why, as Christians, we need discerning of spirits. Oh, by the way, that's a gift of the Holy Spirit. We need wisdom. If any man lacks wisdom, let him ask God. These are the promises of God. Yet, day after day after day, and I would say this to the real people that are challenging the truth, remember your words as you're choking on radioactive vomit coming out of you. Remember that as your skin is melting off. Remember that as there's no food for you to eat. Remember that virtual food does not fill a hungry stomach. And unfortunately, Doug, the thing that is problematic to me, I've said this, and now I'm setting the record straight. Go ahead, ladies and gentlemen, take this apart. But remember this. Nobody said 35 years ago that when cannibalism fills the headlines of the day and when the major volcanoes of the world are erupting, that know that tribulations have started and tribulations are underway. How many people got a chunk down on some body part to think, hey, maybe that's happening? How many people have to understand that you're seeing, if you will, the cause du jour or the cause of the day to promote that? Seriously, human composting. Hello, that's one step away from Soylent Green, or now let's call it Soylent Red, because the Red Revolution, the absolute green revolution, the getting rid of carbon footprints, which is human beings, is no solution, but it is the global appetite of the global elite to destroy 95% of the Earth's population. Look, I've been on talk radio 35 years. How many quotes does a person need to understand it? Yet, again, going right back to Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who is a martyr, he was hung for his testimony of Jesus, is silence in the face of evil is evil itself. To say nothing is to be a participant in that evil. And so people say, well, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do?
Well,
start speaking up and standing up against your first and foremost. You must take on your city. You must take on those in your city that want to turn it into the rhyme that with a word that rhymes like city and smells really bad. And how deep does it have to get before you act? Then those of you with the finances have to start saying, you know what? It wouldn't cost me that much to take a billboard for $5,000. I don't know what billboard costs now, a month, you know? And here's the three most important words this coming week, you know? It's repent, receive the resurrection offered through Jesus Christ. Repent and receive the resurrection power. Repent and receive the resurrection power. It's, oh, you're so angry. You hurt my feet. I literally had a crybaby, okay? A sissified crybaby that was mad at me because, number one, I never saw his email. And I want to make this statement. I'm going to try on my Q Files podcast to take it to an hour, because I know this. It takes Rhonda longer to upload. And no one ever told her, but when we upload programs, it goes over an hour. It takes sometimes 3 and 4 hours to render. But it's a funny story, Doug. I literally fell asleep on the last podcast I did on my program, the Q Files, subscription only. And I think it turned out to be, man, maybe 30 minutes. Oh, you should have seen that, you know. I mean, you know, and I'll just say this. If somebody said, well, if you're that tired, you need to get some sleep. Well, if you're that, how should I say this, mentally challenged, you should understand that when a passion is mine to save as many lives as possible, I'm talking eternity, to get people prepared for the worst time in history, quoting Jesus, my Lord, Savior, my Redeemer, that there's never been a time like this in history, nor would be again. And except God the Father shorten the days for the elect's sake, there'd be no flesh alive. So some people are worried I'm caving into my critics. For the lack of better words than what I'd like to say, my critics are always going to be there. There are pussified, sissified men who they would not stand up for Jesus. And they've been on talk radio for, you know, some have been on 20 years. I know them well, and I have nothing to do with them anymore. But the point is that where are the herald calls? And I want people to understand prayer without imprecation. In other words, learn what imprecatory prayer is valueless in the standpoint of standing against evil. Now, I'm not saying prayer is valueless, but what I'm saying is you've got to take your authority. And authority that is legally yours is not experiential authority until you find out you can use it and see the results of imprecatory prayer. Imprecatory prayer, fancy word for, you absolutely take on the enemies of God, quoting the scripture that David and others, and I understand this, Jesus said, you know, if you get an offense, somebody slaps you on the face, turn the cheek. But when you're talking about the haters of God, and I want to make this clear, the haters of God are going to become of you, I, and anybody who is talking about the blood of Jesus Christ, the redemption of Jesus Christ, the second coming of Jesus Christ, the death and the ministry of Jesus Christ. We will become enemies of those that we put the story up. Well, we're going to have a Easter service, their word, not mine. And we're not going to mention the resurrection. We're not going to mention the blood. We're not going to mention anything. Of course not. They're already compromised, and they will come after the true believers in a fury. Get out of those churches now. Get out with your life or lose them later. Get out of the places that are members of the clergy responding. Doug, 70% of the churches registered with the federal government are members of the clergy response team. They take Romans 13 out of context, forget the rest of Scripture, and say you got to obey whatever the government says. That's not what that says. That's referring to godly government. Because, again, ladies and gentlemen, there was no submitting to the governments of their day, and that's what's going to be used as a hammer. Clergy response teams are going to come into churches. They'll bring buses, and it'll be a normal Sunday. I don't know when, and you know, I mean, I'm really concerned. It's going to be soon. It's not going to be this week because the big churches make too much money in the offering plates. But if I told you that the nickname I have for those churches that belong to that are Judas joints, okay? Judas betrayed Jesus Christ. Jesus, identified him, at the Last Supper. But what I think people need to understand is a word, Ichabod. Ichabod means the glory of the Lord is departed. And now I believe we are in the Ichabodian, that's my word, disunited states of damnation.
Boy.
That's a pretty cool statement.
And how accurate is that? I mean, yeah.
People say, oh, extraordinary statements like that demand extraordinary evidence.
look around you.
Yeah. open thine eyes and open thy ears and get rid of all your fears. You know, and what's astonishing, this is obvious. Life is normal until it isn't. Can you say, watching the middle class been destroyed, and Doug, I'll stand on record, I was saying that longer than anybody else. The reason I say that is to give God the glory. A man has nothing except he receive it from above. You know, I'm not a pastor. I'm not a minister. I'm not a prophet. I'm somebody that has been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And that my Bible says, let the man whom the Lord has redeemed say so.
And you know what you said, life is normal until it's not. Imagine not hearing the words, not giving yourself to Jesus Christ, driving over that bridge when that ship hit. You talk about an instant of you're there, then you're not, and there's no more time left. I mean, it's just so you're absolutely right in what you're saying. I mean, how many people think that way or think about it in that way?
The majority don't. And the other thing that's interesting about the bridge was the ripple effect. I couldn't believe that when I saw it. And instantly, my understanding was, and that will ripple through the economy, that will rip through the economy, and that will absolutely, it's almost, I'll tell you what it reminded me of. It reminded me of an S wave that is different than a P wave. They both apply to seismic events. I think, ladies and gentlemen, we're in for earthquakes, financial quakes. And Doug, one thing that just came in, how much time do we have?
About 2 minutes, sir.
2 minutes? Okay.
1 minute. 1 minute.
One minute. I just got in real time. That's why sometimes you see me glance off to my right screen. I just got that the big banks are in big trouble. And the alert was expect trouble in the banks next week. I'm talking about the biggest ones out there. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're in the big five, get out or you're going to be taken to the cleaners. And that's not a fun feeling when everything you've worked for all your life is taken from you. Doug, God bless you. And ladies and gentlemen, Jesus loves you. He is the resurrection. He is the life. And so I say this to myself, repent for the King cometh. Repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Bye, Doug. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Steve. Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. Wow. Powerful, powerful words. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you so much for your for tuning in and your belief and trust in this platform. God bless you.